Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Meg.
I'm back. You can all dry your tears.
Listen.
Dry them.
Let me tell you. One girl walks into a podcast. It ain't fun.
It ain't. She's alone.
So, everyone, welcome to
Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast. Feels good to be here.
Missed you, man.
I would be a terrible celebrity, like, when series ended. Like, I would keep showing up to set, like, it's not over. I'm coming back.
I swear.
Wow.
Just really happy you're back here.
Happy to be back. I'm so sorry.
But studio.
Last week, let's give it up for Frankie and Kevin and Paige for...
I mean, mainly me.
Holding on the fort.
I really had to...
Mainly Frankie and Kevin.
No, I really had mainly to pull them. Pull the words out of their mouths.
They didn't need you.
Yeah, no, actually, they didn't need me.
No,
they
didn't.
I could have easily slipped out after their intros, and I don't
they
think...
They would have kept going.
I don't think anyone would have noticed.
No.
Or really cared. I'm actually really terrified that they're going to start their own podcast, and it's going to be more successful.
It's okay. We can...
blackmail them?
Yeah.
Were you going to say that?
I was. I was actually looking for the word to say. Thank you.
Sabotage.
Such a good... friend.
Mm-hmm. I just always know what you're thinking.
Oh, you want to do Frankie's riddle? Because I don't have it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know it.
Something along the lines of...
You carry it with you
everywhere, but it never gets heavy.
And the answer is your name, folks.
It is your name. You carry that name with you everywhere. It doesn't weigh a pound.
Not to pat myself on the back, but to completely pat myself on the back. I did guess it. I texted Paige whilst I was away. I was in Florida. And I got it. And she accused me of cheating.
Here we go, Meg. This is for you.
Woo! We finally got a sound machine. Suckers.
That's actually really long applause.
It goes on quite some time.
But let me tell you, folks, we have four sounds here.
We're going to abuse them.
Try to utilize them to the best of my abilities.
Incorporate them into the set.
So what is happening? You were just...
So much
time has passed.
It has. So two weeks ago, we couldn't... me and Paige's schedules conflicted.
Because I was at Neil Diamond.
Yes. And then the week after, I was actually in Florida.
Florida.
That was super great. I did have a couple things from the Neil Diamond podcast that didn't happen. I can start there. I can start Florida. There is one thing I want to talk about really quick first.
Great.
Have you heard, drum roll please. Oh, it doesn't have a drum roll on it. Kesha song.
Kesha?
Yeah.
As in Kesha?
Key dollar sign.
Key dollar sign?
That's from something.
Sure.
Did you hear it?
Didn't know she had a song. Ooh! Didn't think she was allowed to because of that crazy producer.
Okay, so Paige, Miss I'm in it and hip with the celebrity crap.
Clearly I'm not.
You're a fraud.
I thought
you were going to be like in tears when I got here, still listening to the song.
I didn't know
that. So Kesha's back. Sony allowed her to produce music without him.
That stupid jerk.
Yes. And she produced a skyscraper Demi Lovato.
Wow. Okay. I'll pull it up. Should I pull it up?
No, it's so good.
What's the name?
Wait, did you think her voice was actually good? Like, I know she was like a good
performer. I remember it was like a couple years ago, definitely when we were in college, that it was like a cappella and she is magnificent.
I've never heard anything like it. So everyone, Praying by Kesha, album release August 11th. It's called Rainbow.
Did you get paid for this?
Yes, actually, Kesha herself called me.
Here we go.
It doesn't get, okay, yeah. Play it. Play this ish.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'll just wait.
We can only do 30 seconds.
Okay, but that's the good parts are in the middle. Like, you're not going
to
get
it.
Yeah, yeah. I just want you to hear her belt.
And you said that I was done.
Okay, girl.
No, it gets so good. Dude, I'm like already jamming.
You were wrong and now the best is yet to come.
I already know it.
Ooh, what a note. I got chills.
You're going to listen to it all night.
See, if it's not on Q102.
Paige, you got to just listen.
Girl.
I know.
Do you want to give them a
Yeah, I already know it. It just came out today.
It just came out today.
Okay, that's what I'm talking
you
about.
You can't
it.
Be mad at me then for not
I'm
knowing.
A little, I'm shocked, I think, more than anything. So shout out to Kesha. I wish you the best.
Shout out to
August
her.
11th.
Wow.
Rainbow. Okay.
Wow. Okay. That was fantastic.
That was a good one, right?
That was good.
You're going to be listening to
Breaking
it all night.
Breaking news. Heard here first.
Dude, I have so many random things on here. But
great.
I guess the one... it was so good when I was thinking about it 2 weeks ago. But like now that it's simmered, it just seems dumb. But I still want to talk about it.
Is it as dumb as Chippapalooza? You, is it time for everyone to know about Chippapalooza?
I'm going to post an Insta of Chippapalooza. Chippapalooza is the brainchild of me. It's fantastic. I'm not going to tell you the ingredients because it would ruin it. Chips are involved, as you would guess.
Okay. But I feel like...
Don't tell the ingredients, Paige. All
right.
I'm going to be a millionaire one day.
Okay, but now the people are wondering what Chippapalooza... Yeah, it's I'll like post a sweet picture. And
oh, I'm
salty.
Sorry. It's a sweet and salty dessert.
Or snack.
Or dinner. Or lunch.
Definitely not
breakfast,
a dinner.
100%. I will post an Insta with more details.
Chippapalooza.
Chippapalooza, y'all.
It's copyrighted.
Patent pending.
I don't know those words. Go on.
So, okay. This was such a long stream of...
consciousness.
Stalking. Okay, so do you
ever like...
stalking? You see something on... BuzzFeed, and then you follow that somewhere else, and then you Wikipedia something, and then you keep following.
I took a deep tunnel,
but I just thought that this was interesting, and I thought you would find it interesting, and everyone else would think it was interesting.
Great.
Okay, so I don't remember. Oh, I do remember. So I was reading a BuzzFeed article about how Hillary Duff has become like super thick and hot, which is so true.
I feel like we mentioned that
we did.
Spicy.
So shout out
spicy
to her.
Now.
So then someone put up an article. Or someone commented, like, oh my God, like, everyone she's ever worked with, like, but whatever it was. And it was all these actors she had worked with. So then I was stalking her, which led me to stalking Lizzie McGuire, which, like, led me a billion places. And then I saw a movie, and it was, like, someone who performed in Lizzie McGuire's movie Raise Your Voice. Yeah. Fantastic movie.
Great movie. Oh, my God.
Such a good movie.
So emotional.
So good.
Such an emotional roller coaster.
And I got down this... crazy tunnel, and the guy in that movie Razor Voice, his name is Johnny Lewis. He's the one that hooks up with the girl from the Waitress show. You know who I'm talking about? Kat. Is it not her name?
Kat Dennings.
Yeah, Kat Dennings. He's the drummer. He drums on everything the whole movie, and they hook up at the end, like on a drum set.
Yeah.
So he's like been in stuff. Like apparently he's been in a lot of stuff.
He's an acclaimed actor.
Yeah. So I look him up, and it says that he's dead, and I see a mugshot, and I was like, what? So I go on his Wikipedia page. Craziest freaking story in the whole world. He like went mentally insane.
Oh my God.
Got on loads of drugs.
What?
And did all these crimes. And then he went to an old woman's house.
Oh no.
Killed her.
Oh no.
And then killed like her animals, and then tried to jump over the fence, but then got on the roof and then didn't jump off the roof. Just fell off the roof and died.
Right.
Just died off the roof. And then they tested him. He had no drugs in his system. No alcohol. Like, he dead up, but just, like, went berserk. And I thought that was such a crazy, like,
I did not expect
that when I went on his page.
Wow. When you're just, you know, innocently stalking Hillary Duff, things took a turn for the worse.
I just thought that was so crazy. Like, he literally just, like, straight up,
I don't know where it... Okay.
If not, just Google.
It kind of just turned off on us. I don't know where. So, hello? This is Paige.
This is Maggie out there.
Hello?
Just Google Johnny Lewis.
Johnny Lewis.
He's an actor. He performs
murder.
In Raise Your Voice. And it's
Maybe
freaking...
Maybe I touched it with my toe.
I think so. Move your weird feet. Okay. There you go.
They're not weird. Wow. Okay.
So it was just like, I just thought you would be like I was not... I was just simply trying to look at like the people she surrounded herself with. And just... He had a wild ride.
You know, Meg, that's what the limelight does to people.
It truly does. You just
so
murder
those big dreams you have.
Yeah. You don't have those. You don't have those dreams anymore. Okay.
I don't have dreams at all.
It's fine. It's not
no dreams. Nightmare.
So my next thing. I'll tell you a.
tell it.
I'll tell you a Florida ditty.
A little ditty about Jack and Diane. You know that song?
Okay. So, if my brothers are listening, and this is how I'll tell if they're listening, and my mom, they're gonna die of the story. They think it's
Love
hilarious,
it.
And
Love
I've just come to start laughing at it.
Right.
So,
were you angry? Like, was
I was just like annoyed. I was like, stop making it a joke. It's not funny, but it's hilarious. So when we were in Florida, one of my biggest pet peeves, and this is from having a huge family, and we would always play games on the beach. And there was always that one little weirdo who was an only child and walked over and would want to join your game.
I think I saw this in your Snapchat.
And yes, oh my God, you did. You did. Well, I was also drinking, so I'm not really sure how much I divulged. But so we have this like putting green outside of our house. So naturally. Okay.
Okay. Keep talking.
Okay. So anyway, so we're at Florida on the putting green with my family playing golf. And all of a sudden, this like old man brings over this like kid. He's probably like 7, and he's like, "Oh my gosh!" Like he was just watching us play.
Like, come here, Spark.
Yeah.
Can he?
And of course, he's like watching us. And then the guy was like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, Tanner Green, can he just like have one shot? My dad's like, yeah, sure, who cares? I'm like,
what
right,
was
I'll
his
refill.
Name?
It's the funniest part, so I'm gonna save that till the
end.
Okay. So he hit a shot, and everyone's like, "Woo, you're great!" Even though he missed like six times because he sucked. And
how old was he?
Like 7 or 8, maybe. Ugh. Yeah, the worst.
The worst age.
So he like hits it, and then he missed, and my dad kept letting him go. So whatever. So they walk away. He was like, the guy was like, "Thank you so much," and we're like,
"Of course, pal.
Go back to your house.
Like, shimmy away, please."
Because we were in a competition. Like, we had like money. We're going. And
absolutely.
So I lost. And so
could have put money on that. Anyway,
okay. So he goes back over without the man, without adult assistance, okay, and just kept staring. And my dad's like, okay, do you want to take another shot? Did not give the club back and just kept playing. So I was like, oh my God. So then the guy came over, grabbed him again, and then stood there and was like, oh, you know what? Let him play. Like, whatever.
No.
So we move golf courses, and this stupid kid comes running from his like villa to our thing, and he's like, my turn. And
okay,
I,
you little spoiled brat.
So my family is just being like, they're just drunk and having fun. They're being nice. And I am like vengeful. Like, you would have thought this kid had like scorned me in like the worst way. My face, Jack was like in tears looking at my face. Like, and I didn't even realize. At one point I went to go up and he cut in front of me, and I just picked up my golf club, and my mom was like, stop it. Put it down.
You wanted to hit him?
I wouldn't have hit him, obviously.
You may probably would have.
But the instinct was there. And he was so annoying. And then he kept saying, like, and then he gets a hole in one. So I'm like pissed because I'm like, oh my God, he's good. And I'm like, his family is right there. And they're probably just like, good, they have him now. And I'm like,
exactly,
go to your home. Like, I hate when like people join other people's things. So I'm so mad. So at the end, we finally found that his name was Brock, which is like the most ridiculous name ever.
Brock.
Like
as
B-R-
in Brock.
B-Rock.
Lee.
So like all weekend they kept saying like, where's Brock? He's not at dinner. He's not at lunch. And I just hate like fury in my heart.
Okay, that's a dumb name.
But then going along with these dirty looks, so there was a pool outside of our house. There was two pools, a fun pool and a quiet pool. So mm-hmm. We, of course, were by the relaxation pool. Right. No alcohol allowed. No food allowed.
Why were you at the fun pool?
Because it was a really far walk.
All right.
So of course my family goes in. And there was like three people in there, like different groups being silent and like relaxing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll get them out. And my parents were like, what? You're so creepy. And I was like, no, I want them to leave. Like, I'm not okay with this. I was like, it's a resort. Like, we're having fun. And they're like, it's the adult pool. And I was like, I don't care. So like the boys went in the pool. They weren't really caring. And you better believe in 20 minutes.
No.
All three of them were out.
Oh, I thought you meant Brock.
Oh, no. Freaking Brock, I would have just straight up killed.
He was definitely in the fun pool.
He was at the fun pool, probably like pulling on some other family's hair.
Oh, for sure.
But all these people left. So like this was the vacation of like me like proving that I'm a psychopath. Like,
yeah.
Looks do kill. If they did, Brock would be gone. Brock's a goner.
Brock would, the minute you
so anyway,
set
so that
eyes
was
on
my story. But I just wanted to know if you had that like same experience where kids just like join your family, like on the beach or like at stuff. We always had that happen to us. We had such a big crew.
I'm trying to think. No, not
and
really.
Everyone's always so nice to them. And I was never like that. Even as a kid, I was like, you could do better. You can leave. Like,
see, my mom has the curse of like talking to little kids, and I've actually found that I have it now. Like we went golfing the other day, and there's this like adorable little girl in the bathroom, like in the women's locker room. And I was just like, we didn't even look at each other.
Right.
Like, and I was just like, she was like washing her hands, and I was like, were you at the pool? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, how, like, great pool day. And she was like,
don't talk to strangers. That's like Kid 101, Paige.
But like, what's wrong with me?
You're a stranger.
Stranger.
Clearly, Brock did not have that instinct, because not only was he there, he was intrusive and rude.
Okay. Well, clearly with a name like Brock.
Yeah. But I just thought you would find that hilarious that I, like, the fear of God, I hope I put that on him.
I hope you
so
do too.
Mean. But like, I'm 23. Like,
yeah.
Calm down.
Calm down.
And I was like drunk. Like, I could have just easily let it go. I couldn't let it go. It ate me away. I hate when people join other people's stuff.
Well, you know what? I hope somebody gives him a good punch to the noggin.
Yeah.
That'll wake him
up. Even like if you're like when we were at school, we'd be playing Flip Cup, and like someone that didn't like wasn't in our friend group joined. I was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? We can flip our own cups.
Hey, buddy. Yeah. Hey. Scram. I love saying scram.
But you know, I just feel like it's proved like the time that I threw that guy cigarette. Remember? Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm like mean. Like, I think I'm just mean outsiders.
Yeah, you're not very good.
He was a child.
New people.
I'm not.
And just like having like warm, friendly
friends. Is that as friends the word you're looking for?
I was going to say, but you said it. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, I thought you would enjoy that little ditty.
That's a great
about me
ditty.
Being passive aggressive, psychotic to a child.
Little ditty.
And then the third and last thing that I have to discuss is the randomest thing ever.
Okay.
But so my favorite, besides Halloween, my favorite holiday is coming up, and that is Shark Week. It's a week-long holiday.
I forgot that was on the calendar as one July of the holidays.
July 23rd, Discovery, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they do like a big, even if you don't watch it, you know that they do like a big segment each year. Okay. Mm-hmm. This year, mm-hmm. Michael Phelps, Olympic is racing a great white shark. How they will do that without him being murdered is beyond me.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know what your thoughts were on how.
So.
I have a theory.
Okay. That's cool. No,
the trailers are hilarious too. Look it up, everybody.
Oh, I haven't looked at the trailers, but it's funny. I saw it on, I think E! News, like probably posted on Insta. But they like said something and I'm like, I'm going to watch.
Oh, I'm going to watch.
Like
the trailers are so funny because they're serious. It's like, who will finally dominate the water? Land man or like sea beast? Like they're just so
land man. Bum, bum, bum.
Damon. I just want to know. I want to know how he's going to do it. Like, are they going to put a swimming pool with, like, glass in between it and then, like, bait the shark? Like, how does one...
Yeah, how...
Or are they going to be stupid and mm-hmm. just, like, measure a shark's time and then measure his time separately? Like, they won't be together.
I want it to be competing.
Like, I want them... I don't even want there to be a barrier.
No, I do.
There has to be some thrill.
He's one of America's sweethearts.
He is. You're right.
You know, he wants...
Maybe a barrier.
They need a barrier.
A barrier. But I feel like that would put, like, real pressure on the two of them.
Yeah.
The shark would feel pressure.
Shark would definitely feel pressure.
I just really thought that was like in tears when I saw it. I was like, this is what America's going to.
Land man versus sea beast. Who will dominate the sea?
That's definitely not what they said, but I kind of like that better. So, if you'd like to purchase that for me, Discovery, that is up for grabs.
Discovery, if you want to sponsor this podcast,
please do.
Let us know.
We're always looking for
We're just like always looking for sponsors.
Certain type of sponsor.
Mm-hmm. We have standards.
We do. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we appreciated the interest,
of course,
in the documentary. I don't want to give them like the free
because
gave them free.
You didn't though because you said it wrong.
I know. Okay,
yeah,
you're
so
right.
You didn't
okay.
give it to them. Yeah, you didn't.
Like appreciate it. Like we totally get it. Like we're cool girls and like you know
we talk
like,
about cool stuff.
We talk about cool things. But no.
Don't ever come to
He was so mad.
He was so mad.
He was so mad.
And his rules were scary.
Scary.
It was
terrifying.
Like, it was like too much.
He was like, number one, you can have fun with this, but please don't make this a joke.
Yeah, this is not a joke.
You kidding me?
It's hilarious.
You kidding? Oh, God.
So those three things, those unimportant things were just kind of updates. I just want everyone to know where I'm at in life.
No, those are incredibly important.
I thought that they were just, I thought everyone could connect to those things.
I think
so
everybody.
I hope that you all made a personal connection.
God. Golly. So tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone.
Happy Thirsty
clink,
Thursday.
Clink your glasses together. Clink. So tomorrow is Friday, and my mom and I are playing in a mother-daughter golf tournament. No. What are you going to... Come on.
Sorry, I hate golf. That's awesome.
So here's my question.
My money's on ice, mom.
We're playing. We're a team.
I think she'll still beat you.
God. Here's my question. Should we match
Jesus
outfits?
Here's a secondary question.
Okay.
Do you have matching golf outfits?
Here's a thirdary question. I'm just kidding. Thank you. I did that for myself. No, we do not have matching, but I mean, we can coordinate a color. Like, should we both wear a skirt and like a pink top? Or I wear a skirt because I
have you done this before?
Exclusively only play golf in skirts. Exclusively.
That doesn't surprise me.
I'm just like curious what your thoughts are.
Have you played in this before?
Yeah, but it's been a couple of years.
But do you remember, do people typically match?
Well, it's a mother daughter, so like people get into it.
So why don't you guys do something like baller, like, I don't know,
sweatpants,
or like do the Regina George, just cut the holes where your bra is. Right. Show up like that, intimidate everyone, throw them off their game.
Not really Ice Mom style. So I don't know how that'll
work. I can see her doing it before you, honestly.
No.
Yeah.
Ice Mom, it wouldn't even cross her mind.
I think maybe, yeah, coordinate, but don't coordinate. Like, wear like opposites. So like you would color shirt and her the opposite.
Just like a little color blocking action.
Yeah, or like put numbers
or, like,
on.
Complementary like, colors.
Get like painter's tape and just like put a number, like number one on the back of your shirt. Right. I feel like the things I would do were probably not things people at golf would appreciate.
Yeah.
There's like, just go in and get a beer can and just crush it on your heads. Happy Gilmore it. Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Of course.
Oh, thank God.
Of course.
Okay, just checking.
Who do you think I am? I don't know. Oh, Lord.
I think you should coordinate somehow, whether it be a matching, like, arm bracelet as opposed to... As opposed to the ever popular leg bracelet.
Right. I love a leg bracelet.
Love me a good leg bracelet.
Honestly, an anklet can be cute.
Oh, I used to rock anklets. Yeah, you wouldn't like even believe it. Every summer till senior year of high school.
I might get an anklet. We'll discuss.
Do you want to get matching anklets?
Probably.
Sure.
I'll have two girls and then you'll have a podcast.
Oh my God. We should get.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay. We'll talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys, we're going to be selling merch.
Head over to our store.
Head over to our link. It's going to be on our Insta for the merch. It's going to be one t-shirt.
Yep.
One size fits all.
Everyone. Every single person in your
inclusive.
Life.
We're inclusive. We are inclusive, all inclusive, like a resort. All inclusive.
No Brock's allowed.
If your name is Brock. Please stop listening.
No, actually, we need you. We need no, Brock. Listeners we can
listen,
get.
Brock. We're kidding.
We're kidding. We're come on. Kidding. Get over here.
You're going to have your own special t-shirt, Brock. Brock's the man.
I can't.
Brock-a-lay.
We went too far without being together, I think. So I think you should coordinate somehow. Yes, okay. Yes is the answer to my question.
Okay.
Cool. Do you get competitive? What? Oh, what? What?
Do I get competitive? Yeah, but that's not what I...
What?
Okay.
This better be good. I swear I'm grabbing the remote just in case.
So, I recently...
just tell me.
I recently finished the book...
Big Little Lies.
Correct.
And that was the other thing I was going to ask you about.
Oh, my frigging Lord Jesus above. It was probably one of the most riveting.
Yeah.
And enticing. And...
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's a great word. No, it was incredible.
Yeah.
But you didn't read the book, did you?
I did. Read it right after the show.
I read it before the show. So there are some...
Wait, you haven't watched the show before last week?
No, I just binge watch five episodes.
I thought we...
No. I haven't. Yeah. I told you I didn't watch it. I wanted to read the book.
You did. And I didn't believe you. I didn't know you knew how to read.
Because you know this show is so on brand. I can read.
So I'm just... It took you so long.
No.
That show is... I just can't believe you didn't get any spoilers, to be honest.
No, because I was like, all right, like, I want to sit down, I want to read the book, and then I want to watch the show. And I, like, same thing with Bachelor. Like, if I see that there's a spoiler with Bachelor, Bachelorette, hit the road. Oh, it's so good. Reese Witherspoon? I, like, have a feeling, like, that's how she is in real life.
Oh, yeah, same. Me and my mom were talking about that. That's so funny.
Love Nicole Kidman. Shailene Woodley. Her look... I'm not. There's something about her in this show.
Yeah,
she just looks greasy all the time. Can you agree?
She's
just greasy.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because
I think she's a fantastic actress.
Same
from her days on Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Oh my God, that show!
I actually really did like that show.
But I watched the first season.
It went off the rails.
It's funny. Two funny things.
Two.
I feel like I told you the one, but maybe not.
Maybe.
It's funny because. Laura Dern, who plays
Renata,
oh my, plays Shailene Woodley's mom in The Fault in Our Stars.
Never saw it or read it.
How is that possible?
I don't like sad things. I don't like sad things.
Yeah, but it's life. It's happy, sad.
Also, you know this. I don't give in to what everybody's reading at the time.
Paige thinks that she's... Says the girl who just read the book that was the most popular TV show of the year.
Aren't I?
She's obsessed with E! News.
Okay, that's different. But I'm a few months... behind.
No, Paige, you think you're so hipster. She sits here with like ripped jeans and like a cool concert t-shirt. She thinks she's like so cool.
Girlfriends just gotta be who you are, you know?
I just feel like that's up your alley, which is funny because it's not up my alley at all, that type of book. And I read that book.
But it's juicy and spicy.
It's not spicy. It's about a girl with cancer.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Big Little Lies. No. I was not talking about that.
Yeah. I'm like, I shouldn't do it. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Okay.
I was like, Peach is so mean. No.
I thought you were saying Big Little Lies is up my alley because that is... Ding, ding, ding.
That is, but I meant Fault in Our Stars is not up my alley, and I read it.
Wow.
But it's also, she does that a lot, though, because she's in.
What? She does what?
I'm going to tell you. She acts with, like, people who are, like, her family members. Like, what's her face? Ansel Elgort, whatever the hell his name is.
Elgort Waffle?
He is her boyfriend in The Fault in Our Stars.
Right.
And he's her brother in Divergent, like, which is made very close back to back. Like, how do you do that? You can't switch.
The Divergent series was such a letdown. I'll just say that.
Oh, I have, like, made it my mission.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
The third book. I won't read it or see the movie.
I read the third book.
They got screwed with the movie, though. It's coming to TV. No one even wanted to say it. Thank you, Veronica Roth.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And then Nicole Kidman is mom with Zoe Kravitz, who Nicole Kidman dated her dad, Lenny Kravitz.
I find that so shocking.
Bizarre.
You know what I saw today?
What?
Did you know that Madonna dated Tupac?
I just saw that too.
Oh my God.
That was mind blowing.
I apologize to everyone because we are on another
level.
We're on
fire.
And fuego, right?
Yeah.
Is that easy?
Yeah. Fuego. Fuego is fire.
I never took Spanish.
I cannot believe that they dated. She's a wackadoo.
I feel very uncomfortable thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, but Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. Yeah. Great show.
I think it is. I was just going to say.
Upset that there's a second season, but.
I'm just interested.
Interesting.
Okay, I haven't finished the series yet, so I don't really want to talk about it because there are some changes that happen. Having Reese Witherspoon's character have an affair pisses me off.
Pisses me off. Adam Scott creepy in it because he's not creepy in the books.
He's like so funny in the book.
He's so chilling in the book.
And like, I want Adam Scott to be what's his face? What's his character in Parks and Rec?
Oh, Ben.
I want him to play Ben Wyatt in this.
Yeah.
And just channel that. Yeah,
they made them both kind of suck, and they're supposed to be like not rich in the books either, and they're
not supposed
like,
to be rich, and they're missing their son.
But yeah, they just cut out a kid.
Sorry, Fred.
They just sorry, peace.
Didn't make the cut. Didn't make the cut.
So that was weird. That whole thing was weird.
But I think the children, who are the actors, they should all get an Emmy.
Oh yeah,
every single one.
100%, especially Reese Witherspoon's daughter, Chloe.
I also want to make another point. The music in that show is friggin' excellent.
My mom came out to my room and was like, I need you to download the music for me. All of it. Just all of it.
A little Fleetwood, a little Leon Bridges.
That kid's talented.
Alabama Shakes. Bring it, people.
It was fantastic.
Ugh.
Fantastic music.
So good. I do fast forward a lot through the scenes between Nicole Kidman and Alexander Skarsgård.
That doesn't surprise me.
Just because I don't like seeing that.
Do you know that Alexander Skarsgård
is smoking hot?
Yes. His younger brother is It, the clown, like in an upcoming film.
I didn't want to know
that. Isn't
that
surprising, though? Because he's good looking, too. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm not, but.
You're not sorry. Are you going to see it?
I'm not going to go see it in theaters. And
interesting.
I'll tell you why later, because I don't want to say it on the podcast.
I don't know if you know this, but one of my biggest fears in life is clowns. So
no part of me is surprised by that. I feel like you're scared of all like actual scary things, and you just don't like unpleasant things, and clowns are pretty unpleasant.
I don't. I like literally it was actually like an issue when I was a youngster.
Yeah, youngin.
Like at parties, you know, there's a clown in the corner making balloon animals. Nope, not going near that thing.
My thing is who was like, let's put an old creepy man in some white makeup with some scary red lips, give him a red nose, and have him do a creepy laugh while doing tricks for kids.
I don't understand.
They'll love it. They'll love it. They'll eat that shit up.
No, I didn't eat it up.
Nope. Take it back.
Take it away.
Pack it up.
Get out of here.
I would like me a magician. Give me a magician any day of the week.
Literally, I was just going to say that. Give me a magician.
Live for it.
Magic is life. Oh, gosh. We are completely sober as well.
We are. Oh.
No, I don't know.
I know. I'm just laughing.
We'll talk about it at the end. So no, if you haven't watched Big Little Lies, or I would actually recommend reading the book and then watching the series.
I agree.
It is so friggin' good.
It's so friggin' good. The only reason that I liked watching the show first, though, is I felt that some of the reveals had a bigger impact. Like seeing them, like reading them, it's good. But like,
I was literally like, whoa!
I know. I can't believe you read it first. That's really good.
I hope they kept the whole like last part the same. I mean, you know.
I do. So I'll wait for you to watch it before we divulge. Dive into that.
I hope Reese Witherspoon.
Our book's great. You should read.
Should read more books.
I should read more books.
Okay, Meg comes here.
Okay, let's.
She is Wuthering Heights. Emily Bronte.
Add a asterisk. It is Wuthering.
Okay, get up. Okay. You know words are not my thing.
Okay. I'm still laughing at the father story.
Oh my god. Okay, can you explain why you have Wuthering? Is that Wuthering?
It's Wuthering Heights. It's a good classic. I love
Emily Bronte.
Well, she only, to my knowledge, wrote that. And then her sister wrote Jane Eyre, which is my favorite book of all time.
You want to know what my favorite
but
book
I like
is?
Trashy books, too. I'm a trashy book, like, a fiend. But I got to get a classic in there every now and again.
Yeah.
Just to, like, keep your brain from turning to mush.
My brain is mush.
What's your favorite book?
I don't even know.
Big Little Lies.
Up there. There's like a, like, you know, like a book that was definitely like a mother's like book club book,
mm-hmm.
that I can't remember what it's called. But I'll tell you, back in the day, Dear John, tearjerker. You never read the book?
I read The Notebook. I never read
The Notebook. Dear John was so good.
It's such a mean movie.
I don't think I read the last song. I don't care. Whatever.
It's mean. The Dear John movie, that made me mad. I hated that. That was bullshit.
Baloney.
It was total baloney.
Yeah, no, I didn't have that much passion about it.
Harry Potter, I feel like. I don't know if you've ever heard of that series, but you could give that a try.
I've never read them, but I live for the movies.
You would love the books.
I know. It's just sitting. I don't have a lot of time.
I know.
This is my vacation week, so I have time to read.
I also am reading currently Dracula.
I want you to go away.
It's very good. You would hate it. It's also very confusing because they have so many old words. Wuthering Heights, I can't get through. It's right. So tough. People wrote so hard.
Remember when
then.
We read the Epic of Gilgamesh?
Yes. I do. It was awful.
It was awful.
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 This
the worst book I ever read was The Grapes of Wrath, which I had to read in high school for some reason.
You did? I didn't read that.
I did. I don't know why you did not have to read
you it. You leisurely read it, didn't you?
No, not at all.
Were you in an honors?
Yeah. That's probably why.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I
actually
didn't
you
do
never
honors.
Heard that story.
No,
I will not name who our junior year teacher was, but me and her did not get along.
Oh yeah.
Very well. She was very mean to me for no reason, and
she called me Carrie every day.
I got demoted from honors English for senior year, and so I was like trying to figure it out. So I went to like the vice principal. Like it was a whole thing. I was like, I think this is wrong, and they were like, no, she specifically requested that you be moved down, even though I had like an A in the class. Like to this day, I'll never know why.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was
real
weird.
She wasn't the senior.
No, she just requested. She said that I wasn't equipped to handle. Yeah, which is like so wild.
All right, go away.
Isn't that like a really like spicy like
that's annoying.
I was pissed, and then so she gave me my research paper back, and I got a low grade, which was ridiculous. I did on Frankenstein. It was a masterpiece.
Ugh.
And I threw it in a puddle on the way home because it was raining. I was like, I don't care about this. And the next day she was like, I forgot to ask you guys, I need to actually keep them on file, so can you bring them in? And I brought this, is probably why she hates me, I brought it in, it was shriveled. The ink
how did
was
you
like,
find it,
it was I, still- I went back outside.
Oh jeez.
And it was not. I must have picked it up and brought it back inside. Like I wasn't gonna like litter it in my driveway. It was in my driveway, and it was shriveled. And I just handed it. It was like the rain. I got caught in the rain.
She's probably like, ugh,
she was like, check.
This is why
on.
This girl is not fit for honors.
Yeah, but like, what a weird enemy to make.
Such an enemy.
Such an enemy.
Man, I had something that I was gonna bring up. Talk about something.
Books, music, movies, life. Liberty.
The arts in Philadelphia. Do you ever see those commercials?
Yes. They're on the train all the time. The like, what the? That was the weirdest thing.
Did you do anything for the 4th?
Not really.
So did you see any fireworks?
No. Oh. My uncle had like hot dogs and hamburgers. I went over and hung out for that. Joe had to leave.
Here's my question.
So,
dog?
Hot dog.
Okay.
100%. I can eat like 4 hot dogs.
Burnt dog?
No.
Charmina.
I'm a boiled hot dog person. We had this fight at your house the other day, remember?
I know. I
love boiled hot dogs.
I like a boiled dog, but yeah. I need kraut with it. And that's a little disgusting. Spicy brown mustard. No, it's fantastic. It's just disgusting. But if I'm going dog on the grill,
nah.
Kill that thing, and I'm eating it nude.
I think it's killed already. Well, I think that's how meat works.
Kill it, just like kill char. More. Just give it a char.
I hate that.
And I'm eating it nude.
Like when people burn their marshmallows for s'mores.
Kill it.
Oh, do you do that too?
I'm blowing out the flame.
That's disgusting.
It's I fantastic. Hate that. Why?
A nice it light golden brown.
It adds another
layer
of flavor.
It adds
it the
flavor
smoke.
Of burnt crunch.
No, but then you're getting the smokiness of the fire.
No, it doesn't work
there.
That way. It's
a
not,
complex
it's not
flavor.
Gourmet.
You don't
it's
have
a s'more, Paige. You put it on a stick.
Actually, speaking of this.
Oh, my God.
I actually had something prepared.
Then.
Yeah, I like to consider myself to be a foodie.
I'm not really like into, you know, I'm not into everything that everyone else is into. And then as she says 20 minutes later, I'm just
no.
like a foodie.
No,
you're so ridiculous.
Oh, whatever. But I like a lot of types of food.
Yes, you do.
And like,
you're bold.
I won't say no. Like, I will try literally anything.
She will.
So this is a list of the 100 must eat American foods. And I just want to see, like, would you eat that?
Okay, so the answer is most likely going to be no to them all.
This is a new segment called, Hey Meg, would you eat that?
And in case you guys want to play along, the answer is most likely no because I'm the pickiest eater on planet Earth.
So we're going to start out easy.
Okay.
Pizza.
Of course.
A buttermilk biscuit.
100%.
These are going to start to get tricky.
Oh, no.
A Maine lobster.
No, I won't eat seafood.
Shrimp.
Oh, no seafood.
Barbecue ribs.
I don't like barbecue sauce, no.
Jeez. Fish taco.
It's seafood.
Cheese curd.
What is that?
So it's a fried cheese curd.
Yeah, fried cheese. That's fine. Okay. Give it to me.
Key lime pie.
Yes, I actually had some in Florida.
Philly cheesesteak.
100%.
Barbecue.
No.
Pulled.
I hate pulled pork.
Huckleberry pie.
No.
Clam chowder.
No.
Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, I would try it.
Corned beef and cabbage.
No.
Really?
No.
That's...
I know.
Pancakes with maple syrup.
100%.
An everything bagel with cream cheese.
Nope. You know my feelings on cream cheese, Paige.
Thin mint.
Yeah, 100%. 150%.
Frito pie.
No.
I don't even know what a Frito pie is.
No, but I don't like Fritos.
Really?
Really.
Soft pretzel.
Do I even need to answer that question?
I know,
question?
That's silly.
I'm, besides cereal, I'm made up of... soft pretzels.
Fresh picked blueberry.
No.
Funnel cake.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily do anything for me.
Crab cake.
No.
Snow cone.
Yes. These are the American foods. We're a disgrace.
General Tso's chicken.
These are all things you get at a carnival. No. I hate Chinese
no?
food.
Oh, I forgot. Sausage and peppers and onions.
Sausage, yes. No peppers and onions.
Chili dog.
No.
Buffalo wing.
No.
Salt butter taffy.
Yes, I love them. Not anymore, though.
Peanut butter and fluff sandwich on Wonder Bread.
Yeah, I actually never had it, though, but I would love it. I never had peanut butter and fluff. But, like, I would eat it. Like, I was never opposed to it. We just didn't have fluff.
You're killing me.
Just make me one.
BLT.
No. The bacon, yeah.
Not a BLT.
I don't need tomato.
Slap a little mayo on there.
No, I hate mayo and tomato.
Just a BL?
I do a BL, sure.
You'll do a BL?
I'll do a BL.
BL mayo?
No, BL no mayo. BL dry.
Baked bean.
No.
Pumpkin pie.
Ugh, I'm torn.
Steak fajita.
No.
Fried tomato.
No, I hate tomatoes.
Succotash. Do you know what succotash is?
Yeah, but I'm not going to eat it and stop saying it like that.
It's corn.
No.
With lima beans.
No.
It's fantastic.
No.
Cornbread.
I love cornbread.
Okay.
Isn't that so surprising?
We found something.
I love me some cornbread.
Do you like a corn muffin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love them.
Soft serve ice cream.
Yeah. Duh, Paige.
Apple butter?
No.
No?
No.
Apple butter is such a sweet treat.
No.
Put it on put it on a piece of bread.
Stop your nonsense.
Put it on an English muffin.
No.
With
God, no.
Oh, come on.
God. Stop feeding me this witch stuff.
Are you over this? Pimento cheese.
No.
No?
No.
You would probably eat pimento cheese.
Okay.
Homemade cranberry sauce.
No, I hate cranberry.
Moon pie.
I'd eat a moon pie. It sounds good.
Yeah, you'd eat a moon
pie. I don't know what it is, but.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah, I'd eat Cracker Jack.
Okay. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes?
Not the mashed potatoes, but meatloaf. I hate mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Do you want me to just name the weirdest things that I hate that most people love so that you would think it would be weird?
Here we go, because you've already this.
Mustard, honey mustard, tomatoes, onions, avocados, Mexican food, Chinese food, probably Indian food, although I do love the smell of it.
Do you like steak?
Yeah, I'll eat a steak. It's not my fit. Joe, like, had a fit. Him and Amanda had a fit on me for this. I just don't crave it. Like, if someone put it in front of me and was like, eat it, I'd be like, sure. All right.
Could you be a vegetarian?
God, no.
Okay.
God,
so you like chicken.
Give me a burger. Give me a cheesesteak. Give me some chicken.
Okay, so you don't crave steak, but I just you do don't. Like red meat.
I do like red meat, yes. Okay. Just like, but just not.
Do you like pork?
Yes.
Do you like lamb?
I've never had lamb. It's really good. I would eat it. I would try like lamb and duck. Like, yeah.
You would try duck?
I would try duck. My grandma always talks about it to me. I just don't like... You know what my problem is? It's a lot of condiments I don't... And like seasonings type stuff. You're I don't like anything spicy. Jane. The spiciest... I can't even eat pepper. I think pepper's too spicy. I've never put pepper on anything.
So you have a sensitive palate.
I do have a sensitive palate. I'm very delicate like delicate. That. Oh, I just thought of something. We're probably so over.
Here we go. I don't think we are.
I'll bet you.
I think we're probably right on cue.
What do you think we're at?
40 minutes.
41 minutes. You're so good.
Price is Right rules. I win.
You just win it all.
Mm-hmm. I'm a winner.
You're not.
So do you have a riddle for us?
Oh my gosh, I do.
Riddle
I
time.
I made it like 2 weeks
riddle
ago.
Riddle time with Meg.
This is kind of easy. But
you think easy enough that I can get it?
I think you could. It requires thought. So use that brain of yours. Wipe the dust off.
There's a lot of dust in there.
I know. All right. Dim the lights, please.
Lights are dimmed.
A woman just learning to drive turned down a one-way street, but she technically did not break the law. How is this possible?
Wait, what?
I'll repeat it. A woman just learning how to drive turned down a one-way street, but technically did not break the law. How is this possible? Because as you all know, going down a one-way street, that's illegal.
Not if you're going the right way.
That's not it. And don't give the answers away, but no, you're wrong.
I don't get it. Like
I know. I'll tell you when it's over and you'll get it.
I don't like that one.
Paige is freaking out. She's freaking out.
She's just driving.
How is she not breaking the law? Okay. I'll tell you when we're done. If I say too much, it's going to come out. Stop your nonsense.
So, folks.
Folks.
Frosted Flizzities.
How you doing? How you doing tonight? How's everyone feeling tonight?
As all of you probably know, probably don't, are not aware, our 10th anniversary show.
Woo!
I keep calling it the 10th anniversary.
It's
just the 10th.
It's the 10th anniversary.
It's the anniversary of our 10th episode, but I keep saying 10th anniversary.
We're calling it the 10th anniversary.
So, you know, we've been doing this for like a really long time now.
Yep.
And we want to celebrate with a bang.
Yeah.
So we're having a meetup. No, I'm just kidding. What if we told everyone?
Meet and greet.
We're having a meet and greet. So
all of our merchandise. So head over to the store.
So we'll have the t-shirts there if you want us to sign it, if you want photos. We're going to pick a location and we're going to have all of you out there.
No. Yes. Keep listening. We're not going to do that.
We're not doing that. This is the real plan. Meg and I are going to podcast next week and we're going to enjoy some cocktails.
We're going to enjoy a lot of cocktails.
A lot of cocktails. So, you know. Just
uninhibited and inebriated and talking about good topics.
Good.
We're going to plan them in advance. So I don't want anyone to think that we're going to come on and just be like, what should we talk about?
No.
Because that might actually be funnier, but it could be bad.
No, we need to fully
We'll
plan
have a
it.
List.
We'll have a list. And we're checking it twice.
If you guys have any suggestions, like what do I want to hear these two talk about drunk? You know how to reach us.
You know how to reach us. Find us on our Instagram, Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast.
Find us individually.
Find us individually.
On Facebook or Instagram.
You're probably friends with us.
Send us a letter by pigeon, although we might not get it in time.
We don't have a P.O. box. Maybe
not
we should
yet.
Get one.
Should we? So we're going to get tizzy turn and talk about stuff.
So we're really excited. Again, thank you all for listening.
It's been lovely.
It's been fun. No, we really have fun doing this. And just seriously, thank you for being a Frosted Flake.
Thanks a lot.
Do you have any words of wisdom that you want to leave?
I'm afraid. My words of wisdom is I'm afraid, one, that we're going to make more sense and be funnier and more coherent, actually, when we drink. But
100% what's going
to happen. Secondly, thank you to anyone who listened for all 10, for mm-hmm. 2, for 1. If that's the first one you listen to, mm-hmm. we don't really care. We just, like, appreciate your ears.
Yeah, we appreciate the ears, and you have beautiful ears.
Most beautiful.
The best ears. But thanks again, guys. Keep it real.
See you next week.
We'll see you around.